This goes to Ben Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, P-A-C, fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Kathleen, with a K, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, middle initial A, like Ann, Beard, B like boy, E-A-R-D like David. Date of birth, 12/30/1940. Dear Mr. Schaefer, this is a consultation for Mrs. Beard, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since March 22nd of 2023. We don't have data prior to that that date to know when the actual change occurred with kidney function, but the patient is asymptomatic currently. She does have a history of UTIs, intermittent UTIs, and also experiences some urinary leakage now, but no current UTI symptoms are present. She currently denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, which is completely asymptomatic. She never knows when she is in the rhythm. No history of heart attacks, no congestive heart failure. She does see a cardiologist at least every 6 months who comes to Greenville, and she states that everything has been stable. There has been some discussion about a possible Watchman device to be placed, but she's doing very well on her Eliquis right now, and she's going to continue the Eliquis and opt out of surgical procedures right now as long as she can afford Eliquis. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable, no claudication symptoms, no ulcerations or lesions. Past medical history, she had a TIA several years ago with inability to speak clearly, and that did resolve after she arrived at the ER. All tests were negative for stroke. She's got hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gout, left knee pain secondary to osteoarthritis, a secondary polycythemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, osteoporosis, and allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, she had her tonsils and adenoids removed as a young child. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy in 1987. She had an open cholecystectomy also, and she's had colonoscopies in the past. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and cares for her husband, who currently has a cirrhosis of the liver, and she's retired. Family history is significant for cancer. Her mother died of cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, metoprolol, 25 milligram at bedtime. Fenofibrate, 67 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 50 microgram once daily. Fosamax, 70 milligram once weekly. Farxiga, 5 milligram daily, was started in September of 2023. And she does tolerate that well without symptoms. Vitamin D3 with calcium, 600 milligram, she takes 2 daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligram daily. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis pain. She uses topical Biofreeze. Physical exam, height is 5'3", weight 180.5, pulse 60, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130/80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, non-tender. Extremities, she has 2 to 3 plus edema in bilateral ankles and lower extremities. In labs, most recent labs were done 12/21 of 2023. Her creatinine was 1.25 with estimated GFR of 44. sodium 144, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.7, estimated GFR is 44. Her hemoglobin is 15.0 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Creatinine 921 of 23 was 1.25, estimated GFR 44. April 6 of 23, creatinine 1.16, estimated GFR 47. 3/22 of 23, creatinine was 1.32, estimated GFR is 40. liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis was done 12/21 of 23, negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension. We are going to schedule her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in at Sheridan Hospital. We want her to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll be doing those in your office, she states. And then she will continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.